Evening, everybody. It's the first time I've seen a lot of young ones in the church, you know, since I've come up here. But my name's John Allen, and I'm from Ballymena, County Antrim. And from a young age, I started messing about with drugs and drink and stuff. And it just always says to myself, I'll just take it for a couple of years and that'll do me. But I always, just when I had a snowball, started taking cannabis, soft drugs at the start, led on to ecstasy and drinking stuff. And always my older mates in the estate would say, you have to try heroin. I says, no, I would never try it. But of course, a couple of weeks later, I was taking heroin. And before I knew it, I became an addict. And it just takes over your whole life. But I grew up around churches and stuff all my life too, and listened to the gospel and that, but never followed God. Just totally ignored him. But there was one night I was standing in the street corner up to no good. And God put two Christian men in my path that night, and I didn't do it. They put them there to stop me from what I was going to do. So they said to me, we'll take you out for a cup of tea and that. So I said, I'll go with these two men, a cup of tea off them anyway. So I went with them, had a cup of tea and that, and they preached the gospel to me. And I wasn't even listening to him. I was just there for a cup of tea, really, and for what else I could get from them. And they said they would come back to me and stay in touch with me. And they kept nine years they kept calling to my door and preaching the word of God to me. I had to hide from them at a stage. I wouldn't even look out the window because I knew it was them. I could know the phone calls and stuff. But God put them in my path because it's by the grace of God I'm standing here today because I should be dead. For the stuff that I've done to my body and that, and I've lost families and two kids and everything, and it's like he says in the Bible, God will restore what the locusts have taken. Like I met my parents for the first time yesterday, in 7, 8 years, and it's first I spoke to them in 8 years and that, and my wee girl, I'm praying at the minute for that. I haven't seen her in about 8 or 9 years as well. She's coming 12, and God's restored all that to me, and it's amazing, because I thought he wasn't listening to my prayers, and boom, he has me with it all at once. And it's just, I'm excited to see what he's going to do with me. I'm in Dublin at the minute. I've been down there 8 months. I'm clean 8 months off everything, cigarettes, the whole lot. And I'm in people say it's a rehab. I wouldn't say it's a rehab. It's a Bible study, I would call it. It's a Christian run place. And it's run by a Bible or Baptist church down there. And there's me and there's two other fellows from the north end, Robert. I grew up with him all my life. And he was at death's door too. I carried him into the hospital. And he was in there for a month. But could just pray for him because, and my boy Russell's, but just pray for the men's home because it's a great place. And if I can encourage any of you, if any of you have problems with, or know anybody with problems, just talk to us after the service and that. And I'll try and encourage us and give us a bit of advice. Thank you for listening.